没有任何的那个时差。
Awake and alert. Okay.
非常的清醒。
Ready to worship.
准备做崇拜。
When I learned that Pastor Ching had been preaching through the Gospel of John for the past several weeks,
当我知道牧师在这一直在讲约翰福音的时候，
I asked if I also might get a sermon from the book of John this afternoon.
我问他说："这个礼拜我也可以从约翰福音这边来分
But because I was traveling, I didn't have time to come up with a brand new sermon.
？”因为当时我在旅行，我没有准备来做一个全新的讲道。
So this is actually a sermon that I preached just last month during Holy Week at CPC.
所以这篇讲道是我上个月在圣周的时候，在 CPC 所讲的。
And of course, Holy Week is the culmination of Lent.
所以圣周是一个大斋期的最高潮。
And Lent is the 40-day period that Christians observe, have been observing for centuries to prepare for the glory of Easter.
大斋期是教会传统40天的预备期，几百年来基督徒用这段时间来去预备自己心，迎接复活节。
Lent begins with Ash Wednesday.
这个大斋期是在圣灰日之前开始。
And that's a day when we are reminded of the words from Genesis that from dust we were created and to dust we shall return.
那一天，我们会被创世纪上面的话，我们本是尘土，终必归为尘土。
And that's the day when many Christians mark on their foreheads the sign of the cross with ash.
所以在这上，很多基督徒在额头上画一个十字。
And then at the end of Lent, we enter into Holy Week.
在大斋期的尾期，我们进入圣周。
Holy Week begins with Palm Sunday.
这周从宗师主日开始，
And that's when we remember Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem riding on a donkey.
这我们记得耶稣基督骑着驴去凯旋的进入耶路撒冷。
Holy Week also includes Good Friday.
圣周同也包括受难日。
When we remember Jesus' death on a cross.
我们见耶稣在十字架上的死亡。
And at CPC, we also hold a service on Saturday of Holy Week, Easter Eve.
在 CBC，他们在周六的晚上，就复活节前夕，
We hold it right here in the chapel. We call it our Watch Night service.
他们有一个崇拜，在这个小礼拜堂里边，做守夜礼拜。
It's when we wait with expectation and longing for the sun to rise on Sunday morning, which, of course, is Easter Sunday.
这个守望之夜是一个满怀期待、满心期待的夜晚，等候主日清晨的太阳升起。
But there's also one more time during Holy Week when Christians have traditionally gathered for worship.
但是还有一个日子在，传统上边聚集崇拜的日子，就是礼拜四的晚上。
And that's Thursday evening.
就是傍晚的时候。
And that service marks Jesus' last supper with his disciples.
这个就是纪念耶稣和门徒的最后晚餐。
And in the Christian church, that day has come to be called Maundy Thursday.
在教会历年，我们称那天为着足节。
And the story of Maundy Thursday comes to us from the book of John, chapter 13, that we just read together.
这个着足节故事就刚刚我们读过的约翰福音第13章。
So before I go any further, please bow with me in prayer.
在我们在这之前，快跟我祷告。
Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
愿我口里的语言，我们心中的意念，在你面前，蒙悦纳，耶和华，我们的力量，我们的救赎主，阿门。
In the year 1940,
1940年。
the German army sealed off an area in the heart of Warsaw, the capital of Poland.
德军把波兰华沙市的市中心全部封锁起来。
And in doing so, they imprisoned the 400,000 Jews who were living there.
他们这样做就等于把40万的犹太人困在里边。
It came to be known as the Warsaw Ghetto.
这也是大家知道，就所谓的那个华沙地下区。
And among those who were crowded into the Warsaw Ghetto was a man named Janusz Korczak.
在里面也有一位叫做亚努夫夏，中文翻译是亚努斯科沙特的男人。
Mr. Korczak was a teacher.
科沙特先生是一个老师，
He was a well-known expert on early childhood education.
他是个在育儿教育里面非常出名的专家，
And he was the author of several children's books.
他也写过好几本的儿童读物。
He was also the director of a Warsaw orphanage, which was home to 200 Jewish children.
他同时也是华山一间孤儿院的院长，里面有让里面住着200个左右的犹太籍的孩子。
After the Nazi invasion,
当纳粹侵略之后，
his friends urged Mr. Korczak to join them in fleeing the country while they still had a chance to survive.
他的朋友劝他说：“现在赶快走，这样你才有活命的机会。”
But the teacher had a different plan.
但这个老师想的并不是这个，这是另外一个计划。
Instead of abandoning the children that he devoted his life to serving in their time of greatest need,
他决定不放弃这些孩子，但是孩子需要他的时候，他反而留下来了。
Mr. Korczak made the unimaginably difficult decision to move into the orphanage. Himself.
他做了一个很不可思议的无法想象的决定，他自己本人搬入了孤儿院。
Where he vowed to keep the day-to-day operations going exactly as they had been prior to the German invasion.
他发誓要让孤儿院里生活跟在纳粹德国入侵之前一样。
And in doing so, he provided 200 orphans with a beautiful gift.
因为他的坚持，这200孤儿得到一个极为珍贵的礼物，
It was the gift of a childhood.
这个是一个他们得到一个真正的同理人。
Lived out even among the gathering doom of the Nazi oppression of Warsaw.
这个是在这个在纳粹德国侵略华沙的阴影之下。
Few people today know the name or remember the actions of Janusz Korczak.
现在很少人记得科沙特这个名字，
And that's unfortunate.
这个是很不幸的，
Because stories of selfless love
因为这个是个无私的爱。
demonstrated at great risk and enormous sacrifice,
在这个巨大风险和极度牺牲。
I believe have a way of inspiring all of us to strive for the better angels of our nature.
他总可以激励我们在追寻那更美、更良善的性。
2,000 years before World War II,
2000年前，二战2000年前，
in a place far different from 20th century Europe,
在一个20世纪欧洲完全不一样的地方。
another Jewish teacher gave us another example of selfless love.
另外一位犹太老师也给我展示了什么叫做无私的爱。
It was Thursday evening of Holy Week.
这是礼拜四的晚上。
Just 4 short days after Jesus had been hailed as a conquering hero.
在4天之前，耶稣才刚被群众当成得胜的君王来欢呼。
By the crowds that waved palm branches to welcome him into Jerusalem.
人们挥着棕叶枝欢迎他进入圣都，
They cried Hosanna,
他们高喊着何塞纳，
which means save us.
救我们，拯救我们，
Deliver us.
要是拯救我们。
Finally, here was the one who would usher in a new kingdom.
在他们心里，终于要在有一个要在在新的国度的人。
That would overthrow the Roman occupiers and free God's chosen people. But the plan was not going as expected. As that Holy Wednesday came to a close,
神圣的礼拜四结束之后,
the Gospel writers warn us that Judas watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over when no crowd was present.
福音书的作者提醒我们，犹太人找机会，要在没有群众的时候把耶稣交出去。
His best chance to do that would be the following evening on Thursday.
最好的机会就是下个，就是这礼拜四。
That's the time when faithful Jews would gather together in private homes to celebrate the Passover meal.
因为那天晚上，所有虔诚的犹太人都会在家里聚集，一块吃逾越节的晚餐。
And according to the Old Testament, there were rules that had to be followed in this meal.
在圣约圣经里面有这在这逾越节晚上有必须要跟随的一些规矩。
The Passover meal had to be eaten in Jerusalem. And elaborate preparations had to be made. It was the perfect setting. Jesus would be in the city of Jerusalem. The streets would be empty.
然后这个街上会将会没有人。
And as one of the 12 disciples, Judas would have an insider's knowledge of where the meal would be so he could tip off the authorities.
犹太是十二门徒之一，他对耶稣行的是一清二楚，所以他知道这所有计划的一切。
But this meal was far too important for Jesus to allow it to be interrupted.
所以这个晚餐对耶稣来太重要，他不会让任何人打断他。
There was too much that he planned to say and do in the presence of his disciples. And there was absolutely no way that he was going to allow Judas to interrupt his plan. So we're told that Jesus gathered the 12 hastily in secret.
所以说，所以我们知道，耶稣在这个紧急状况之下，把十二门徒给召集了起来。In
what the Gospel writers described as an upper room.
在福音书里面是说楼上的那个房间。It
was basically a safe house.
这个基本上是一个避难所或者安全屋。Where
they could prepare the meal and hide from the authorities.
就他们可以准备逾越节晚餐，同时可以暂时避开。
And it was there after the Passover supper that Jesus makes it crystal clear that he is not the Messiah who's going to overthrow the powers of Rome by violence.
耶稣把一件事说得非常清楚，就是他不是那位期待用武力推翻罗马政权的弥赛亚。
That's what many of his followers were hoping for. And so we're told that Jesus took bread and poured out a cup of wine.
对，在这时候，我们看到说，耶稣把拿起饼，倒出杯中的酒。
But he didn't say the words that many were expecting him to say.
那他没有说那些人们会认为他会说的话。
He did not say this.
他没有说这些话。This
is my enemy's body. Break it for me.
这个是我仇敌的身体，替我把它打碎。And
he did not say this.
他没有说。This
is my enemy's blood. Shed it for me.
这个是我仇敌的血，替我帮他流出来。Instead,
the words he said turned that logic upside down.
他说出基本上相反逻辑的话，and
offered a new covenant of peaceful non-violence.
他带来一个全新的约，这个以和平和非暴力为核心的。
And all of this was done in the presence of his betrayer, Judas.
当他说这些话的时候，那时候背叛他的犹太就在坐在桌子一边与其他门徒在一起。
Who's sitting right there at the table with the other disciples? We know those words that Jesus said at that meal.
我们知道耶稣在那个聚会时说了什么话。
They've been passed down for 2,000 years.
他在2000年来一直被流传下来。
They're the words of institution for what we now call the Lord's Supper or Holy Communion.
这是我们所谓的圣餐的设立的。
You've heard them and you know them.
你一定听过这些字。
This is my body broken for you.
这是我的身体为你们而破碎。
And this is my blood shed for you.
这个是我的血为你们而流出。
You see, until that night, the primary storyline of Jesus' day.
就算那天晚上他说的话还是。
Just like today,
就像今天,
had been one of redemptive violence.
他所谓的是一个以牺牲和平来取代暴力。That
the killing of others would save and protect.
残杀别人不会来去保护。But
in the upper room, Jesus introduces a new storyline.
在那个时候，耶稣, 开始一个全新的故事线,
not redemptive violence,
他没有说去以暴制暴,
but redemptive suffering.
但他是以受苦来救赎。
The words that Jesus spoke at the Last Supper are indeed memorable.
耶稣在最后晚餐说一些话是非常让人可以记起的。
But he didn't stop at just saying words.
但他说的，他说不只是那些话。He
used more than just words.
他做的是那些话更多。And
I think that's because of this.
因为是所谓的这个原因。The
psychologist Carl Jung once said,
其中有一位心理，著名心理学家，名为荣格。
Deep transformation doesn't happen primarily through hearing or reading words alone.
深层的改变不是只听到或者读到一些话就能发生的。
It happens primarily through images.
这些主要是以图像的。
Images alone can touch the unconscious.
图像能够触动人心深处。
And in doing so, can offer deep healing to the soul.
可以带来灵魂医治的。
And I think that's why Jesus told so many stories.
这是为什么耶稣告诉我们那么多故事。
He wanted to paint a picture.
他希望去绘画一幅生动的画画。
To create an image in our minds.
然后让我们在我们心里有这个影像。
And I think it's also why Jesus, on that night in the upper room,
这同样的，在那天晚上，在那个楼上的那个房间。
Didn't just hold up the cup and the bread and say, look at this, or think about this.
耶稣没有说把饼和杯拿出来，就说你来吃这个。
He said, eat this and drink this.
你来吃这个，然后你们来喝这个。
He gave us more than words.
他给我们，不只是这些言语。
He gave us a tangible, sacred meal that we can return to again and again.
他们给我们看到可触摸的，可以吃得到的一个神圣记号。
But that's not all that Jesus gave us that evening.
这也不完全是耶稣那天晚上给我们的。
He gave us another image.
他给我们另外一个影像。
A powerful one.
一个非常有力的影像。
A surprising one.
一个非常让你惊讶的影像。
A scandalous one.
一个出乎意料的。
After sharing the bread and the cup, Jesus did the unthinkable.
在分享过饼和杯之后，耶稣做了一个门徒完全想象不到的事情。
He knelt before his followers and he washed their feet.
他跪在他的追随者前面，帮他们个个洗脚。
That was unheard of.
这个是从来没有听说过的。
But Jesus knew that he couldn't just speak of love.
因为耶稣知道他不能只说爱。
Not on this, his last night on earth.
特别在他在这世上最后一天。
He had to show love in a way that would embody humility and sacrifice and service.
他要释放爱，他要用行动把谦卑和自我牺牲，全部具体的，我给门徒看。
So first, the bread and the cup.
第一就是饼和杯，
And then the washing of feet.
然后再帮他各门徒洗脚。
And after he was finished, Jesus said this to his disciples.
当他完成了这一切，耶稣对他门徒说
A new command I give you.
：“我给你的新的命令。
And that's how this day, that Thursday, got its name in the church calendar.
”这是为什么在教会里面的这个逐日节这个名字，
It's called Maundy Thursday.
Monday Tuesday
And the term Maundy
Thursday
comes from the Latin word mandatum.
Monday 这个是从拉丁文的 mandate 出来，
And that refers to Jesus's new mandate or his new command.
这个是耶稣的一个新的命令。
So what was that new command?
这是哪个新的命令呢？
To love one another.
你们要彼此相爱。
But why does Jesus say this is a new command?
为什么耶稣说这个是新的命令呢？
Hadn't Jesus spoken about loving before?
耶稣在之前没说过爱吗？
Earlier, he had called his disciples to love your neighbor as yourself.
他之前教诲过门徒要爱邻居如同爱自己。
And he even told them to love your enemies.
他甚至说：“我要爱你的仇敌。
Why is this command new?
”为什么这个是一个新的命令？
It's new because with these words, Jesus declared himself to be the new standard of love.
因为从这次的这个行为，耶稣把自己放到爱的标准上。
No longer are we simply to love others as we love ourselves.
这他不是在。教我们说，像爱我自己一样爱别人，他把这个，
Instead, for the first time, Jesus raises the bar.
这次耶稣提高了这个全新的标准高度，
As I have loved you, so are you to love one another.
就像我怎么爱你们，你们也要怎么样彼此相爱，
Not just as he's taught us,
这不是他们所教导的。
but as he has actually done so himself.
这是他能够他真正做到的。
And of course, on the very next day, Good Friday,
这在下一天，也就是受难日。
Jesus gives the supreme example of sacrificial love when he willingly climbs on a cross.
耶稣给我们他最高最完全的示范，当他走上十字架上。
That's the new commandment.
这个是新的命令。
For 2 long years, Janusz Korczak was successful in his efforts to give the orphans under his care a compassionate, kind, and humane existence in the unspeakable misery of the Warsaw Ghetto.
在从整整2年，科沙特先生用他所能的，在华沙那个隔出来那个犹太区里面，在难以想象的苦难中，打造一个有善意、能够明了的一个生活空间，
Until that day in August 1942,
直到1942年8月那一天。
when he was informed that the orphans were to be shipped to the death camp of Treblinka.
这些孩子们就会送到克雷普林的死亡营去。
Mr. Korczak himself was not included in that order.
这位院长先生他不是包括在这个被遣送的名单上的，
And he was offered his release.
他可以离开。
But he refused that offer.
那他拒绝了。
And he told the children that he was going with them on a picnic to the country.
但是他反而告诉孩子们，我们要去
In Treblinka, the children were allowed to live with Korshak in a barrack.
在克布林卡的地方，孩子被允许住在同一个营房里面。
Until the day finally came when they were ordered to go to the showers.
直到那一天，他们被命令到所谓的淋浴室去。
The good teacher knew that if he accompanied the children there, they would have the courage to face the unknown.
这位好老师知道，如果陪这些孩子们走到未知世界，他们会用心灵的。
But at the door to the gas chamber,
站在这不稀释的门口。
a German officer recognized Mr. Korshak as the author of one of the books that his own children loved to read.
一个德国军官认出这位老师，因为军官的孩子们读过这个他的书。
And he gave the teacher a last-minute reprieve.
对，这个军官给了这个院长最后一次的赦免机会。
A reprieve which Janusz Korczak declined.
最后院长拒绝了。
In the Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷犹太人屠杀纪念馆里。
There stands today a monument to Janusz Korczak.
今天有一个纪念碑是专门纪念这位院长的。
It's a black monolith of a man's compassionate face.
是一个黑色的矩形碑像，一个充满慈爱的脸。
Emerging from the faces of the children he's gathered around him.
在一群孩子的脸孔里面浮现出来。
And in the upper room that Thursday evening of Holy Week,
在那礼拜四的楼上的房间里。
we see another panorama of faces.
我们也看到另外一个面孔全景。
There's Judas, the betrayer.
那有出卖耶稣的犹太。
There's Pilate, the oppressor.
有压迫者比拉多。
There's the fearful Sanhedrin.
有统治的工会。
There are the fickle disciples at the table.
有些善变的门徒。
And if we care to look at those faces,
如果我们仔细看这些,
this afternoon we will see our own face among them.
这些在这些面孔里，我们也会看到自己的脸。
But we'll also see the face of our Savior Jesus Christ,
但是我们同时也看到我们救主耶稣,
who refused the offer of a reprieve,
那拒绝赦免机会的救主,
and instead took the form of a servant.
他甘愿取代了仆人的样子,
drank the cup that was set before him,
喝下那痛苦的杯，喝上一杯,
and showed the world what wondrous sacrificial love looks like.
向世界展现所谓奇妙，所谓舍己,
all so that we might better show it to others.
所以我们可以把同样的爱播给别人看。
Thanks be to God.
感谢神。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.